Shang Sang Tong. This space belonged to a roast duck noodle shop before Shang Sang Tong came on the scene. The shop offered pork from freshly slaughtered pigs on the 1st and 15th days of every lunar month. My neighbors were a Hakka family named Yao, who took over the shop and operated three different businesses there from the 1950s to the 1970s. In the early 1950s, medical service was poor on Kato. Islanders who got sick either treated themselves with herbal medicine remedies handed down from past generations, or traveled all the way to Sha Tau Kok for medical help. Mr. Yao started a herbal medicine service in Shang Sang Tong and hired a Chinese herbalist named Wu from outside. The herbal medicine shop served the community well. It was convenient and provided treatment to many villages. The shop was later closed and became a cured pork and sausage factory. Soon afterwards, when plastic flour processing came to Kato with the boom in Hong Kong manufacturing, Mr. Yao changed his business yet again. The shop became a plastic flour processing distribution center, which supplied materials to many families who assembled plastic flowers and foliage at home. Finished pieces were delivered to the shop for payment. While it was not a way to make a fortune, the plastic flower assembling provided welcome income for many families.